Soldiers do have a life after the military, and now the Army is trying to help make it as productive as possible. The Soldier for Life program helps soldiers transition into the civilian world, and it's coming out with some new initiatives. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Soldier for Life Director Colonel Sam Whitehurst.
At Soldier for Life, one of the things we do is we focus at looking across what we call the soldier life cycle. And within the soldier life cycle, it starts from when a soldier first enters the Army and goes through basic training and then earns the title of soldier. It continues all the way through their service. And then it also focuses on their transition and then also after they transition out of the Army. So as part of that, the Army's approach, the Soldier for Life approach, is that we need to be developing our soldiers all through that particular life cycle. So we have several programs across a soldier's time in the Army to not only to make them better prepared and better soldiers, but also to make sure that they are going to be productive veterans. Probably one of our most successful programs is a program we call the Career Skills Program. The best way to describe the Career Skills Program, think of it as an apprenticeship or an internship that a soldier is allowed to participate in while they're still on active duty. So that's pretty powerful. So even before a soldier officially leaves the Army and heads into civilian life, in their last few months in the Army, they're allowed to get a chance to participate in training as well as also kind of participate in that work environment to prepare them as they make that transition from being a soldier to becoming an Army veteran. Very successful program. Over the last few years, we've been able to work to establish 130 of these programs across installations across the U.S. And so a great opportunity for our soldiers as they start to think about what they're going to do after the Army.
And one of the things you mentioned is how the Soldier for Life is trying to stay throughout the whole soldier life cycle. You know, when a soldier is just finishing boot camp or whatever, it's not exactly the first thing they think about is getting out of the Army. How do you kind of keep them involved, keep them up to date on Soldier for Life when that's probably the last thing on their mind at that time?
We are very much invested in looking at different ways to communicate to soldiers, because that is a great point. You know, someone that's coming out of basic training, as they should be, is focused on becoming a soldier and continuing their development as a soldier. But we also encourage them to think that even though someday they will separate from the Army, they're still part of the Army. So we want to be invested in preparing them for life after the Army. Because like what we like to say is everyone, whether you stay in for 4 years or you stay in for 30 years, is eventually going to transition from the Army and then become an Army veteran. And we want to be sure that they are successful in making that particular transition. So we look at different ways to communicate with soldiers. Social media, we are very active on Facebook, of course, on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and RallyPoint. We're very pleased on how we've seen that grow over the last year. We have seen a 300-fold increase on LinkedIn, for example, of people who are connecting with us, soldiers and employers as well, connecting with us on LinkedIn. And we've seen a 200% increase on Instagram. So incredible growth in the social media. Currently, right now, as we look across all of the different social media platforms we're on, we have about 10,000 active followers. And we are routinely reaching out and engaging about 30,000 of our soldiers as we engage on those different media platforms.
The Army itself is increasing in the next year, probably the next couple of years, with the Trump administration's push for a buildup. That means that there's going to be more soldiers that you're going to have to keep an eye on and more soldiers that are going to be leaving the Army as well eventually. You know, is there anything staff-wise that you feel like you need, or will you grow as the Army and the people leaving grow, or, you know, where will things land in that front?
Well, we have, as part of the Army's focus on making sure that our soldiers are going to be successful veterans. We have a program in the Army that shares our name as well. It's the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. That is a great program that has continued to improve over the last several years. And that is a formal program that helps focus soldiers on transition. So as soldiers come in and as soldiers depart, and as those numbers may change over time, that program, which is rock solid, is very well situated to support as those numbers may change and support the transition of our soldiers.
Some of the people's favorite things to hear about are the successful transitions and the success stories after people leave the Army. Do you have any vignettes, maybe, of some people that have really taken their career to the next level?
Absolutely. You know, one of the best parts about for my team here in Soldier for Life is we get a chance to go out every month across the country, and we engage with businesses, we engage with nonprofit organizations, we engage with universities and colleges, and every time we go to the different events across the country, it never fails that we have Army veterans coming up to us and sharing their stories. And here's a couple that I would like to highlight. One is a gentleman, Mr. Tim Thorne. Mr. Thorne was an Army captain, got out as an Army captain. From there, he joined a company, ABF Freight, which is one of the leading small freight transportation companies in the country. Worked his way up through the business, and now today, he is the president and CEO of ABF Freight. So a Army got out as an Army captain. Now he's the president of ABF Freight, again, one of the leading transportation companies in the country. And not only that, but Mr. Thorne continues to serve. He is very much involved in helping, just like as he did, in finding employment opportunities for soldiers. And to date, he has been directly involved in the training of 317 soldiers and some of their family members, training them, helping them get their commercial driver's license, and then finding them employment. He has 100% successful placement rate. That is someone who truly embodies the idea of the Soldier for Life.
That's Soldier for Life Director Army Colonel Sam Whitehurst speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Mossione. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.